So while we're talking about accountability, we're today learning who donated how much to whom at the last election, 9 months on. Among the revelations, the extent to which businessman Clive Palmer bankrolled his own now-defunct party's anti-Labor campaign, it was in fact the biggest donation in Australian political history. Alone, it comprised 70% of all donations made during the 2019 campaign. Well, Isabel Rowe has been going through the register for you, so you don't have to if you don't want to, looking at that and other contributions. Isabel, what is the significance of Clive Palmer's donation to his own party?
Well, this was $84 million from mining company Mineralogy to the United Australia Party. As you said, the biggest in Australian political history. He is a frequent donator, but his next largest donation before this was $15 million in 2013. So this is an order of magnitude more than that. And it's significant because of the way Clive Palmer styled his campaign. He spent much of the donation on advertising and ran mostly anti-Labor TV ads. The United Australia Party in the end didn't actually win any seats, but when the LNP won, Clive Palmer claimed credit. So I asked the Grattan Institute fellow Kate Griffiths whether this now seems like a reasonable claim from Mr. Palmer, and she told me this.
We can certainly see that in terms of spending by the parties, the coalition spent the most, let me give it to you in percentages. 41% of all spending by all parties at the 2019 election was by the coalition. 28% was from was by Labor, and 21% was by Palmer. So if Palmer's advertising was mostly negatively against Labor, then that tallying with the coalition funding gives a pretty substantial war chest and a much bigger division between the two major parties than we've ever seen before.
Kate Griffiths from the Grattan Institute. So, Isabel, who were some of the other major donors?
Well, the Liberal Party attracted a lot of philanthropists and solo donors, one of them the Cormac Foundation, which is an investment company associated with the LNP, which donates regularly to the LNP. There was philanthropist Isaac Wakil through his company Sugalina Proprietary Limited, which was about $4 million, another one of the major donations in 2019. The Labor Party obviously attracts money from unions. The largest union donation to them was from the Electrical Trade Union at $1.5 million. And interestingly, the tobacco company Philip Morris donated $24,000 to the National Party. Fossil fuel companies also a talking point. LNG companies Woodside and Santos gave similar amounts to both parties. And Adani, the mining company Adani, donated just under $100,000 to the coalition, and then they got another $150,000 from the Carmichael Rail Network, which is a subsidiary of Adani. But of course, this is all just numbers unless people know what these companies are actually getting in return for the donations.
Well, exactly. And is there any way of knowing that?
Well, the Grattan Institute, in short, says no, not really. In Queensland, it's more possible. There is a real-time donation declaration system that you can look up about a week later. But in the federal system, that's not the case. Labor and crossbenchers have tried to change this. But Kate Griffiths from Grattan told me there is very little transparency at a federal level.
It's actually really hard to tell in terms of specific donors at the who donated at the federal level what sort of access they're getting, because the transparency around access and influence at the federal level is really weak. At state level, we can see a lot more in the data because there's actually more visibility of who gets access to ministers. For example, ministers have to publish their diaries, who they meet with. And so we can see at state level that more than half of the major donors are having a meeting with one of the top three ministers, the Premier, Deputy Premier or Treasurer in Queensland, for example. So that's a stunning level of access that the average Australian could never expect. There's no doubt that at the federal level, many of the big donators big donors would be getting significant access in terms of meetings with perhaps ministers or senior party people. What's not clear is which of them are getting access, because we just don't have that level of transparency. And really, that's something Australia ought to have.
Grattan Institute's Kate Griffiths with Isabel Rowe.